welcome back to Up the Villa podcast. If you are new to our channel, subscribe. Let's have a light target. You've absolutely blitzed these, to be fair. So we'll have a light target of 650. Get involved in the comments section down below. And like I say, subscribe to the channel. So I absolutely love these episodes. Unai Emery's press conference reaction. Let's go. Joined by Justin. So team news. Matty Cash is close to making a return, but he misses out. Leon Bailey is close to making a return, but he misses out. Boubacar Kamara is progressing well, but he won't face Man United. And Coutinho is just nowhere to be seen. So we don't know what's going on with him. So they're getting closer, but still not ready. So we've got to go with the team that have got us to this 10-game streak of positive results without losing. And yeah, big game as it gets closer. I am getting a bit nervous, but you know, we've got to embrace it because we are 10 games unbeaten. We're in a position where we're going for Europe and we're in good shape. We are in really good shape. So let's go. Justin, thoughts on team news?
It would have been nice to have one or two of them back. I think the biggest one at the moment is Matty Cash with Ashley Young at his age having to play these three games in a week. And they did look a little bit leggy the other night. So it's going to be fantastic. It's positive. They're not back, but it's very, very positive. It sounds like within, hopefully, the next week they'll be back with the main squad, hopefully fit and available for the next game. So yes, it's a little bit disappointing, but I have full faith in this team to go out and give it one more absolute monumental effort on Sunday against Manchester United away, and then with the view of obviously getting a few bodies back in and helpful for the next week.
We were speaking off air just before we went on about the injury news, etc. And we came to the conclusion that we'll be rolling out the cavalry for Wolves away. And that should put us in good shape. I mean, you know, I just keep thinking maybe if Cash was back, he wouldn't start or Kamara wouldn't start. But that lift of the squad having those players back would give them, you know, a bit more energy, galvanise. It's like when you sign new players, isn't it? You know, especially in January, you always want a new face around just to change the vibe. And I think it would be a welcome thing if those players come in. So I have done on my other channel a little bit of a tactical episode on how Aston Villa beat Manchester United. So go and have a look at that. It's just the Luke Robinson channel. So I'll plug that. But Justin, we saw Spurs 2, United 2 last night. What did you make of that performance from Man United? Do you think you saw signs that we can get at them a little bit?
Yeah, massively. I think the first half, they were obviously pretty decent. I think they were feeding off Spurs' woeful performance against Newcastle. And Spurs just couldn't get a foothold in the game, could they? But second half, Spurs proved that if you've got, you know, will and a way to get around them, and they've got good players, Spurs, and they proved that in the second half, that United are not infallible. And I think that second half performance has got to give us a lot of confidence going into Sunday's game. I really do. I think we're in much better form than Spurs. We're going to cause United much more problems than Spurs did last night. And Spurs managed to score twice and arguably possibly could have gone on and won the game in the end after being 2-0 down. So I think it's a funny time of year, isn't it? Results are very up and down, but I've not changed my mind. We're going to Old Trafford to try and get 3 points. That's the sole focus of this team, and that's what we'll be going to do.
Definitely. So Emery spoke about the time at his first game, wasn't it, when we beat Manchester United. He said, I prefer to focus on each match with the players, trying to analyse, trying to improve and achieve our new target in front of us. So I actually really like that. He's so ambitious, isn't he? And he doesn't rest on his... nothing ever feels like safe with him. It's sort of like once we get one objective, we're on to the next one, and I absolutely love that. And I think we've been crying out for that type of mentality for quite a long time, because I always think that it's okay having a team that can play well and do well, but we really have had to change the culture at Villa and the mindset of the players and the mindset of the fans as well. And I think that's so important to for what he's doing. And it really feels like he's like encapsulated like everything, like, you know, like a manager that sort of knows every area of the club and every sort of little avenue. It feels like he's really like on top of all that, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think a crucial thing now, the players, I would think, know the routine, they know the drill. They know that they are incredibly well prepared for each game, but they also know the minute that game ends, that's put to bed and the manager's on to the next one. So they are now learning to refocus very quickly on the next task in hand, which is the next game that's coming down the line, which is now the Man United game. And that's a really good trait to have within a football club, is you don't rest on your laurels. Everybody's mega focused on what they've got to do and their jobs they've got to do. But once they've done that, they move on to the next one. And the preparation, as we've seen already, the attention to detail that Unai Emery has brought to the role is just phenomenal. And the players are bought into that massively. And they are confident now that they go into each game with real, you know, with everything they need to win the games and to have positive performances.
Yeah, so he's also said that we have to face the match on Sunday, enjoying the opportunity that we have. We are fighting with teams like Tottenham and Liverpool, who played in the final of the Champions League in 2019, and Brighton, who are having exceptional seasons. So, you know, that's like what we're saying about the mentality side of it. He's used the word, we are enjoying the opportunity that we have. And I think that's another side of it where you're taking that pressure out of it, aren't you? Like, that they're not feeling the pressure about going to Manchester United on Sunday. They're actually relishing in the opportunity. And I think also enables them to have a little bit more freedom, doesn't it? Because if you look at teams like Liverpool, Spurs now, that there's pressure on them now to finish fifth and sixth, whereas Villa and Brighton can just sort of try and just go about their business like without a bit of pressure. But then again, Brighton have now got pressure because they've got games in hand that they've got to get points from. So I think we're in a good position, I think.
We've got nothing to lose, everything to gain, have we? We've come from nowhere into a position we never thought we was going to be in. Yes, you know, within the fan base, those expectations are there now. We've got that chance of getting Europe. We want it, don't we? And, you know, I think we're not going to be too disappointed if it doesn't happen. I think we're in an absolutely fantastic position. I think if you're realistic and you look at who we've got to play and the teams that the other teams have got to play, you know, it's still in the balance. It's by no means a done deal. You know, whatever happens this season, I will be over the moon with the season. I think we've had a brilliant run. To even be in the conversation, you know, we've had one of the best runs we've ever had. Let's put it like that. And we're in the conversation to get into Europe. We haven't done nothing yet. So to even get to the position we're in, we've had to be fantastic. So if it doesn't quite work out, which I'm still mega hopeful that we can sneak into Europe, then, you know, we've just got to be grateful of what we've done and what we've achieved so far and move on to whatever happens next season. But as it stands, we're massively in the hunt. We're confident going anywhere now, confident we can perform against any team in this league. So I think we've just got to enjoy the ride, the last five games.
Yeah, and you make a great point about like getting to the position that we're in. We've had to be near virtually perfect to get into this position, haven't we? You know, we've got 24 points out of the last 10 games. City have got 26 points out of the last 10 games. So that 10-game period that we've been on has just been so good. And, it has been amazing, to be fair. So Emery on United, he's put, it's a very difficult match. They have good players individually and collectively. They won the Carabao Cup and they will play the final in the FA Cup. It's a very good season for them. Which, yeah, it has been decent, to be fair. He spoke about Dendonka, saying that we need him. He's playing in the idea that we are trying to create. And every day I have in my mind to try to be aware if we relax, we can lose. The players have to play with the same focus and the same improvements. We escaped the bottom of the table. We are in the top 10 and the European places are the last step. We are playing key matches to achieve something really important. So what do you make of that, Justin?
Well, actually, everything we've just said, isn't it? We've done unbelievable to be where we are. When he came in, he had a job to do and he set the team a target. And I presume he was set a target to get us away from the bottom of the table, get us into mid-table, get us safe, and then see what happens for the rest of the season. He did that comfortably. The next target was to break into the top 10. We got into that comfortably. And then we just kept going and going and going and going. And we've just rode this, you know, ridiculous run of form up until where we are now. And now we've got a fantastic chance of ending the season higher than any of us probably imagined, to be honest, when we were taken over by him. You know, I know at the start of the season, a lot of us had expectations of maybe trying to nick into Europe. But once Gerrard had got the boot, if you'd have said we've still got a chance of that, you'd have said no chance, you know, where we were and the form we were in, you know, the form the players were showing. So I'm just over the moon with what he's doing. I think he's very grounded. I think he talks, he doesn't over, you know, he's given us that hope that we can do it. You know, but he sort of promised it us. He said, you know, this is something we are now going for. It's a realistic target. Let's see if we can do it. And that's where I am. If we do it, absolutely brilliant. If we miss out, then it's not for the lack of trying, was it? You know, we've had a brilliant run. The players have given everything for the cause. And I'm over the moon with what we've done.
Yeah, and he finished it off with saying that we have to be very focused. I like to play under pressure. It's not negative pressure. So I think that goes, you know, with whatever we were saying earlier. So that was Unai's thoughts. Tomorrow we will have our predicted lineup where I'll have a look at both sides and we'll predict what our lineup is. Pretty sure it's going to be similar to what it's gone with. But yeah, so everyone,
next week's will be harder.
Well, yeah, once the cavalry come back. So, yeah, join us tomorrow for our predicted lineup. If any of you do want to have a little bit of like some bonus content today, then go and have a look at my second channel. I'm doing loads of different videos, relegation, Europe, transfers. So go and show that a bit of love. If you haven't subscribed already, go and do it. But this one up here, the latest one is all about Aston Villa as well. So cheers, everyone, for the support. And up the Villa.
Up the Villa.